99.9 Radio USA, Eli Young Band, Drunk Last Night, 6:51. And we're at 19 degrees right now. More great music on the way. Scotty McCreery's coming up. And I just heard a rumor. Well, you guys, it was yesterday that Scotty McCreery is going to be coming in concert to a venue near you. So listen to Radio USA. We'll have more details on that forthcoming. But just know that Scotty McCreery is going to be in concert here in the next month or two. Let's see. You want to get weird? The Weird News is brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. A Connecticut man proved that he didn't have a bunch of sense after driving his car into a convenience store in Newton, Connecticut, and then grabbed a single banana, and then he left. Yeah, he backed in. The store surveillance video shows a Ford station wagon smashing into a store, breaking the glass doors, set off the burglar alarm. The banana bandit then split before police could arrive, although they do have a pretty good description of the car, and it has damage to the driver's side taillight and rear bumper. So, how about this? A Florida woman is squawking mad at a bird-brained supermarket owner who sold her a bag of frozen spinach with a little something extra in it, the skull of a dead bird. Madeline Brogan drained the bag of greens in her sink, and as it thawed, the bony bonus revealed itself. There was an eye missing out of it, she says. I would expect a bug or a natural part of something that grows in the ground, even a pebble or a stick, but not a bird. When she went to complain to the store manager offered a smidgen of sympathy and a refund of the $1.79 that she paid for the spinach. She said that's not enough. And she says she might now have to go to therapy to get over the incident. And finally, a Texas trucker found out the true meaning of fire brood when his vehicle burst into flames, which an off-duty first responder extinguished with several cases of beer. Captain Craig Moreau, who was returning from a vacation with his wife, pulled alongside an 18-wheeler that had smoke pouring off its axles and thought he could maybe take care of the situation with the fire extinguisher that he carries in his RV. Moreau had no luck, but he found out the driver was carrying hundreds of cases of beer. So he immediately grabbed some of the cargo and started spraying the beer on the flames. Praising Moreau's work, Fire Chief Tony Garrison said, I support the extinguishment of fire no matter what the cost. That, my friends, is your Weird News this morning at 6:54.
After 37 straight years as America's